Yeah, and then Doc Theta must have picked up on that and fixed that metadata, which is crazy because I know you and me have been trying to help me out with a metadata issue, and I don't feel right about submitting a ticket because it should be the creator of the project, someone who's familiar with the project, to make those changes, because my Skull 2599 Secret Pineapple Society shout out has the T-Fuel in the hair, the T-Fuel hair gel, or the Something About Mary hair gel that was a generative, but it was the only one generated like that.
This week episode is brought to you by none of Secret Supply of Sauce, the best sauce known to mankind and available on shelf anywhere. Even when the freezer is full of sauce, there is still no sauce for you. You want some of Nona sauce? Too bad, only Nona decided who gets the sauce.
Poppin's poppin' and lockin'. Magnum scrutinizing. Papa Max Podcast.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Season 2, Episode 46B, bonus episode coming at ya. Max, how you doing?
Of the Pop Max Pinecast, obviously, right?
I'm Zilly doing great. Award winning at that.
Zilly Award winning. Also, we're missing Clyde and having trouble getting to our Pop Max Twitter account. And I think Andrea and Kristen know something about that. But if anyone can find Clyde, let us know. This is going to be a thing.
Where was he last seen? I haven't seen him for a while.
I think Kristen and Andrea have seen him more recently. So I don't even think he's on the East Coast.
All right. We're going to need some answers on that. And I don't have them. And we'll see if we can find them.
Yes, we can. Well, yep.
So other than that, Mags, how you doing over there?
Oh, man. It's Easter. It's American Easter Sunday night. And I'm fat and happy. So how about you?
what's your go-to Easter meal?
Easter meal? Oh,
yeah, dinner.
I didn't have it all, but we had ham, lasagna, eggplant parm, mashed potatoes, broccoli casserole, rolls, Texas French bread. I don't know, whatever it's called. So we had a
wow,
a bunch of stuff. Yeah, that too. What about you?
I was at my parents yesterday. Yeah, we had
shout out.
We had shout out. Yeah, we had ham and lamb.
Ooh, not bad.
Not bad at all. Good. And yeah, a bunch of other delicious sides, but lamb is a solid big fan.
Okay,
but you know what I did not have? Vegemite.
Oh, I did not have any either. Did you see Andrea tweeted about Vegemite recently, like a week ago or so?
Yeah, I mean, I saw some shots fired. Yeah,
add an official Vegemite.
Oof.
And I know Buddy Theta, I think he said, was it Buddy Theta said, or was it Nothing Flash? One of them said their daughters love it. And I think Andrea's trying to go after Vegemite and all of Australia. I don't know if that's wise.
No, that's, yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever had any?
I have not, no. Have you?
I have not, and I would probably try it at least twice.
Well, yeah, like most things you would.
But yeah, stay tuned. And like Australia, you're going to let this, I don't know, if you're out in Australia or a fan of Vegemite, I just don't think you should let this pass. So I'd like to hear more on the X about that. So
so how's your bracket doing? We're down basically to the final four here.
I gave up looking.
Yeah, me too.
I got UConn, but I think...
Oh, you and 97% of the... People yep. that filled out brackets.
But out of the people that filled them out last year, too, I'm the only one who stayed true to his roots.
Pretty much. I would agree with that. This is the first year I brought back brackets home and the whole family did them. And my daughter picked NC State. And she picked them all the way to the finals. So she has them in the final four, which is pretty impressive. Rest of her bracket, not so hot. You know, she had Vermont going far too, but yeah. But yeah, mine's
impressive
in the garbage at this point. Yeah.
You should have listened to your daughter.
I should have. There's no doubt about it. So, man, how about that drop on Friday? Theta Punks, MetaChain.
Theta Punks.
One second sellout.
That was quick.
It was.
What? But there was only like 500 something, 550 something ish sold.
Something like that, around that area for sure. And it seems like we're having the same problem that we were told was fixed before with the bots getting all of these. And I was alerted in the pre-production meeting. I didn't even know that there was an issue with gold and silver. Our big time VIPs didn't even get instant access to this drop. Is that accurate?
So Papa Mag's contributor, Theta York, also friend of the Pinecast, he's been tracking these issues for the last few weeks because there's been these bot issues. So additionally, apart from the bots taking over again, he also informed me, and stuff was posted too. I think Dr. Save posted some stuff. I'm not sure what was what, but apparently there was gold and silver that didn't get any, and they're supposed to get first hack at drops.
Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming that means that they were also pre-funded, because you would have to do that in order to qualify. But.
Yeah, I think what Theta York is saying that you can pre-fund a bunch of these accounts and then you could sell them for 10 cents. But I mean, it sounds like they were KYC'd, because you can't sell without it. So I don't think if someone makes a deal, you know what I mean? Like they made a deal. It's kind of obvious they made a deal on a thing, but when there is just an insane amount going to one account, there's clearly shenanigans going on. I think I was told that there was an account that was flagged on this, but then they were unflagged, and then they got more units too. So, I mean, everything should be KYC'd. So I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And we've seen it now in the last couple of drops. We saw it with the free drop for the Golden Knights, right? Where all of a sudden, here comes 15 to 20 NFTs across the board for 10 T-Fuel over into the account that has bronze so he can sell T-Fuel only. And it just doesn't make any sense. Like, you know, complete abuse. And like you said, all of these accounts, in order to sell, you need to be KYC'd, or so we were told, right?
Right.
I don't know. I don't have, and my account is KYC'd, so it just doesn't make
Someone has
sense
showed me
why.
An un-KYC'd account, and I've seen that you can't do it. So,
interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if this is something that before they implemented KYC, that they basically were grandfathered in. Doesn't sound right. So, I don't know. But you know, we keep hearing it's getting fixed, and they did try to address it really quick. But I think they hacked. I think they actually have to put some work in and look at all this stuff and ban these accounts. But it shouldn't be people like Dr. Save and Theta York identifying these accounts and like, hey, fix it. You know, like and to Theta York's point was like, and like, I'm no fan of gold and silver. Like I don't think it's fair, but I mean, it is fair for the way this system is set up. You know what I mean? Like I'm not a gold, I'm not a silver. That's fine. And they're allowed that. So they should have had first crack at it. So I do agree with that. Because the bots win when that doesn't happen, apparently, too. So I don't know. I don't know what happened with that.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because it just brings me back to like the early days of Theta Drop, right? I kind of became known at first because I was like, there was a ton of, back then, it wasn't so much this, right? Because there was no offer system originally.
And there was no KYC either back then too, right?
There's no KYC originally. You didn't have to have it. That's right. But there was a lot of stolen accounts, like people getting scammed and like, you know, just like your natural, you click on the wrong link, you do whatever wrong and somebody gets access to your account because most of the time you didn't have 2FA, right? So it was this big push to get people to get 2FA, even to get 2FA allowed onto Theta Drop at the beginning. So it just, you know, kind of goes back to me seeing all of a sudden you see like somebody buy something for $100 or yeah, $100 cash. And then they're turning around and they're selling it right away for $80 trying to get T-fuel. You know, it's just, right. And you couldn't do T-fuel only back then. So it was like,
correct.
You could get jammed, right? You could buy it for $100 cash, put it on sale immediately for 80. And if you get cash, you're going to see it like turned right back around again because they were anxious to get T-fuel, ship it off the site, and then it's washed clean, right?
Right.
So it's kind of funny. And that's, you know, obviously the beginning of Sheriff Popper was when I was lucky enough to open Sheriff. It was like right after Thanksgiving in 2021, yep. I believe that Friday. Then it kind of turned into like the sheriff kind of like the unofficial sheriff of Theta Drop, like pointing these things out and making like noise about it because nobody was. And it was just like going, nobody listened over there for so long and just letting it yep. go. It was the Wild West. And now it's fun. Now it's awesome to see like Theta York and Dr. Save. No, now there's a lot of community policing going on, but what's going on over at Theta Drop? I have no idea.
Hot tub parties.
On the
as
rooftop.
A throwback. Rooftop yeah. Theta Labs.
Yeah. Yep.
So
if there's one thing we've learned, Mags, bots always win at datadrop.com.
That's right. Bots and credit card renewals.
No, not always.
Not always. But I mean, if done properly.
If done properly, sure. Yeah.
But but the pog drop though, right? I was what'd you think of all those out there?
Wait, what? The punks.
The punk drop. Yeah.
No, they're pretty cool. Most of them. There are some that, you know, you didn't really want to get as far as I was concerned. Right. But yeah, no, they were cool. I like how they did the different kinds and added the wasted onto it. So the one that looked really cool was that ape with the crown. I like that one.
Baller?
That's not baller. No, that was an ape with a crown.
Okay. All right. I picked up Sushi Cat. I don't know if you saw that. Her 101.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah.
Is she just a one of one?
She's a 101, obviously.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's
that's a five
101s. Botany Punk got minted, Andrew Berry. And then Sushi Cat got minted. And then the guy who did Theta Punks, the original Theta Punks. What was his name? I know Visioneer mentioned him a couple times.
Semtex? Oh, Rugger. Yeah. That's the Rugger. Oh.
Yeah. So
that's funny.
The amount that have been opened is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It is, let me see this. As of right now, 381 out of 625.
Wow. That is a high percentage. Real quick.
It's got to be over 50.
It does, based on math, yeah.
Yeah. Shout out math. I got my abacus in the shop right now, so I can't confirm. But
it's all good.
But yeah, they're cool. Sushi Cat got me. That was awesome. Missing a tooth.
Nice.
But however, it seemed like she got Popper.
I saw that. Yeah, that was the Mag Punks were named Popper, and all of a sudden now they're not. What happened there?
Well, you know, but we're playing it for the audience. I get it. So I might have, I don't know, was my post or my message on the post passive aggressive on your post?
No, I didn't think so. I thought it was just straight to the point. Like, you know, this
you
obviously
were trying to make light, saying like nobody wants a Popper punk, but if you do, I'll take it off your hands for a buck. You were saying, and then I was like,
yeah,
it's not the Popper punk that they don't want; it's the Magnum punk. Because the Magnum Punk was Popper and the Popper Punk was Magnum.
But when I wrote that, I didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that. But then when I posted that, right.
Oh,
but
yeah. Then, for like five minutes, yeah.
Yeah. And then Doc Theta must have picked up on that. And and fix that metadata, which is crazy because I know you and me have been trying to help me out with a metadata issue, and I don't feel right about submitting a ticket because it should be the creator of the project, someone who's affiliated with the project, to make those changes, because my Skull 2599 Secret Pineapple Society shout out has the
T-Fuel
in the hair, the T-Fuel hair gel or the Something About Mary hair gel that was a generative, but it was the only one generated like that. And they just lazily, I'll say, labeled it T-Fuel floater, like the other T-Fuel floaters that are all floating on our left, their right. I mean, they're not seeing it, but
That's accurate.
But yeah, so you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, how
he Doc did that during drop day. After, yeah, you know what I mean. Like, and that guy's
probably while he's seeing a patient. You know what I mean? So like,
right. We have a Papa Mag's emergency. I think though, I just want to explain this. So I think what happened was I think it was a mistake, obviously, but I think it was a intentional mistake, not intent. I think it was just intentional because our logo says Papa Mag's, but Mag's is under Pop and Pop is under Mag's. And I think when they looked at that, they just, oh, well, that must be who is who, which anyone who knows that that's not true. And that's more of an artistic decision that I made. And also, Pop and Mag sound better than Mag and Pops, right? But
yeah,
I looked better on that side than you.
It's your good side.
That is my good side.
You're the front pine.
Always have been. But and the reason why I say that too is when our pineapples were first, our pineapple faces for this drop were first shown, we were like at a dinner table. Do you remember this one? And then there was I posted a pixelated version of Papa Mag's logo that I've done. And then they chimed back and it was your face on DiCaprio holding up the champagne glass, which that's, you know, and they said Mag's said, but that I'm like, that's not Mag. So I didn't think that's what happened. Yeah. You got to be quick in this, but if there's dumb shit like that, that sticks in my head, I'm going to know that. But anyways, shout out to Doc and whoever he talked to. I asked Doc, you saw this. I asked Doc if he could share that with Rare. And he says, no, he goes, I have too much fun watching you complain about it listening to you complain about it on the show all the time. So I can't argue with that. That was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. Yeah. Coming from the same guy that was throwing $100 bills at you at dinner in DataCon 22.
Yeah. And then I missed Chief floored that pine because I had a trade and Monotode got it. And he didn't want to play ball with me because we couldn't come to any terms. But yeah, so I don't have that doc anymore. So I'm fine.
I'm okay.
But
I'm all right.
But good drop. Yeah. I mean, apart from those issues, like it's pretty cool. I just want to say it's pretty cool. Like, think of like CryptoPunks and then Theta had the Theta Punks and like, dude, like me and you are like immortalized in this pixelated form.
For better or worse.
Do you know what I'm saying? So like, wow, you know, and if Theta ever takes off, like T-Fuel went like crazy today and then kind of back down to reality. Oops. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it's, I'm humbled to tell you the truth that, you know, we had the opportunity. What I don't like right now, and I hope it gets fixed, but it looks like there's been 11 Magnums minted, but only 6 Poppers minted. And I think I'm way rarer than Popper, but I wouldn't put it by Doc. I wouldn't put it by Doc to do this intentionally. So, because he knows how much it's going to bother me.
I completely agree with that. He's just he's trying to stay in the Pop and Mag's name. He wants us talking about him.
Oh, can we talk about this thing right now? Or were you going to segue to that?
Yeah, let's do it. So, you were talking about how packs have been opened, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we got an unopened one that we're ready to give away courtesy of Doc Theta. And it's actually one from the Unchained collection, the original collection, as well as one from the MetaChain collection. And, you know, us here at Papa Mags, along with our interns, not including Clyde because we can't find him, but the other interns, we've all agreed that, listen, you know, we want to give back to the community like we try to do. So if you're going to, we're going to have a Twitter post about it. You're going to have to tweet it, retweet it, follow us, follow Theta Punks.
Well, no. Oh, let's do this right. No, let's.
And here comes the legalese.
I think the post is they listen to it and they retweet the episode drop on papamags.com. They follow Papa Mags. They follow Syndicate. What are you, Syndex Sheriff now?
Oh, so they don't. So we're not going to make a special.
We are going
to. They have to. But they have to retweet the actual episode.
Right.
So they listen to make sure they listen to it.
Do you see what I'm saying? It's genius.
Ooh.
Yeah. So retweet the episode. You're gonna make sure you follow Papa Mags account. You're gonna have to follow all the hosts of Papa Mags, which includes Theta Girl, Web3 Andrea, Magnum, Popper, also Syndex Sheriff, and the Papa Mags proper, as well as Theta Punks, Punks on Theta, right? And so you gotta retweet that, tag three people, post a picture of your punk, because you have to have a Theta Punk, which could be any original. The original could be meta-chained, could be unchained, and anyone you want, whatever, and do that.
Yeah, I mean, you run the Twitter picker, you see who the winner is, do a little digging, see if they qualify. That's it.
Yeah, so.
And that's fine with me.
And we will be right back.
This week's episode is brought to you by Dr. Theta's Community Guardian Node. Theta's premier community guardian node, where you can stake your Theta if you don't run your own guardian node. Best of all, 100% uptime, so you do not miss any rewards, and zero fees, so you earn 100% of your T-Fuel. Trusted by Theta Labs, you can easily stake directly within your wallet. Simply go to the staking tab, choose delegated guardian node, and find Dr. Theta's guardian node. Quick, simple, reliable, and best of all, safe, as the coins never leave your wallet. Stake with the doc today.
This week's episode is brought to you by GuardiansOfTheta.com, offering 0% one-click Theta Guardian staking with random monthly token giveaways. Guardians also airdropped everyone staking with him an NFT that you're able to stake and earn T-Vibe. 100% uptime, zero fees, random giveaways, what's not to love? Stop paying 4% and come join the fam with Guardians of Theta.
Papa Max Podcast.
Speaking of NFTs, there is another show that is on, it's a Twitter space, and it had quite a week this week.
Oh boy. Oh boy, we're doing this.
A bit of Monday. We got a bit Monday. We're not going to get too much into it because, I mean, that was a Monday. I mean, that was a Monday. And if you know, you know. And if you don't know, you're not going
to
find
it. Go listen to it.
But.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway.
We're good vibes only. So we're good vibes only.
Good vibes only. Well, I just want to take a second to thank the Wake and Blake show for the Pop and Mag shout out. And not only did they shout us out, dude, they gave us a shout out with Pattern Integrity.
That is high praise.
I mean, win-win? That's like triple win.
Yeah. That was awesome. It was great to be nominated.
Thank you. Thank you, Wake and Blake. Yeah.
We appreciate that.
We won't soon forget. We like it when people talk about us, so we are humbled by that.
Do you have any opinion? Not that specifically, but do you have any opinion on the different POG drama going on with the coin allocations?
So listen, it's in the white paper. It always has been in the white paper, right? So.
Yep.
The marketing tokens were released first. They were just available immediately, right? Right, wrong, or indifferent. That's what was written in the white paper, and that's what they did. So, you know, they had this allocation of tokens that were given away. And I was expecting it, right? It seems only natural because you got a bunch of tokens coming into the system here pretty soon from Pogger and then the pre-sale. So starting May 1st and then May 15th
private
again.
Sale. Yep.
Yeah, exactly. So they're gonna start becoming available. And if the Pog coin had ran up a ton, everyone's just going to be racing to dump and get their right. get their T-fuel out of it. So I think that this is actually not a bad... I don't see any real problem with it, to be honest with you, because what Pog coin needs, and they need to do it prior to these Pogger coins and the pre-sale and the private sales becoming available, they need to have a use for it. I know they do have staking available, so that's a good start. But if they get the arcade going where you're actually able to do more than just stake and you're able to use these coins and spend these coins, now you're talking, you know, now maybe people, instead of just racing to dump these things, are going to be like, oh, well, I could just, you know, why don't I spend them instead and do this? So if you can bring utility, then it'll be a win.
Also, if they get listed on an exchange, I mean, also, if Theta and T-Fuel get listed on like a Coinbase or something, you know, I know that's been, you know, we've covered that, and Mitch talked about it in one of those AMAs that Wes too didn't get to host, but you know what I mean? So, I mean, I would expect that if someone does, I think it would be, you know, Papa Theta, Mama T-Fuel. But if Pog gets listed, that's also big for them too. But yeah, the arcade and utility are an important piece of that. So I don't think it's a quick moneymaker, right? So
right.
Stay tuned.
Well, you know, there was also an announcement this week from Pogger, and it says in partnership with Coinbase, swap is done. I don't exactly know what that means. Swap is done. Then it says arcade launchpad is super close. In partnership with at Coinbase, users can purchase using fiat, Pogcoin, ApeCoin, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, DAI. No idea what that is.
I think they're Dogecoin, a phone company.
Dogecoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, Shiba Inu, Tether, and USDC. Also Matic, USDC again, they get the double shout out, and wrapped Ethereum on Polygon.
No, wait.
So I don't see.
Was Tiber listed on there? I forgot.
Tiber, hold on, let me check. Nope, I don't see it.
Oh, okay. The use case is up the ass.
But I don't see Theta or T Fuel on here either.
That's a little weird.
I mean, how. Like, okay, in partnership with Coinbase, you can purchase using Pogcoin. How in the heck?
Which is part of the Theta, is a Theta subchain.
Yeah. How does a TNT 20 that's not T-Fuel get on there before T-Fuel and Theta?
Right.
I mean, thankfully, it's not T-Drop. Can you imagine?
Unless that was by design and... By the time this comes out, because we're already going to be Monday, because right, the swap's right. going to start on the 1st for Pogger to Pog.
Oh,
that 3-week
that's
period.
That's when the site opens, right? Yeah. Well, that's when it's supposed to open. Yes.
For your 25% allocation of the
yes
Pogger to Pog.
Yep.
Right. So
yeah.
If we're going to get Monday. No doubt about it, anytime.
Very likely. So he did also announce recently, actually yesterday at 7:09 p.m. you'll find these items in the arcade redeem with Pog coin, and it's some of those signed skateboards, I believe.
Decks, I think, well, as the kids call them.
As well as a hot chain here, as I think
Pog chain.
It's called. Yeah, yep. Pog chain, that's right. And a Donkey Kong Pog box. Looks like it's properly sealed, as the kids say. Pog pitch and game.
It is an arcade.
Complete set of 36 Donkey Kong Country Pog milk caps. Yeah. So there's some use immediately for your Pog coin. But
right.
So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully we get Monday'd Monday is also April Fool's, so we're definitely going to get Monday'd.
I got a feeling we're going to get Monday'd hard this Monday.
Yeah.
By the time this will come out, we are going to be such the fool, I think.
Well, I know that General Dole had an NFT drop slated for tomorrow. You saw that?
No. Oh, didn't he post that a while ago?
Yeah. Yeah. As he's describing it, I'm just about to respond to him. I bet you it's on April 1st, you know, and this was like, it might have even been February still. And I was like, oh, is this for April 1st? His pine condoms.
Right, right. Yeah. But just real quick to go back to the punks. So that post I showed you, Pattern Integrity bought that Magnum Pine. That's high praise. Maybe they were because it said Popper at the time.
No, they who knows? They know the difference.
It was priced.
Everybody
was
knows.
Priced to
I
move,
think.
And
ha.
does they?
Yeah. Everybody knows the difference between Pop and Mags. Seriously, I mean Popper's like the ugly, hungover version of Mags that got in a fist fight the night before.
Does Wes one know the difference between Pop and Megs?
If you see both of them side by side, how can you not know which one is Megs? Like,
but if you
anyone
lend your, but if you for some reason you're given credence to the fact that if the name's over the person's head, that's the person. So if you took the Pop and Megs out and they said, hey, this is Pop and Megs. Oh, Megs is Magnum.
Yes,
like Magnum PI.
Right.
Only one hand is the Magnum PI shirt that's in the Smithsonian. So I mean, that's well known.
Shout out.
You know.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Not a proud son. Not a proud sponsor.
Absolutely not. We'll take any we can get.
Yeah. You brought this up before, right?
Sure.
So yeah. you put Magnum over Popper and Popper over Magnum, but you go back to this movie where it's done in the movie, right? And so this is like a play on that as well. Is that the Hollywood movie?
Correct.
Is that what this was from?
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Shout out Quentin.
There you go.
But yeah. you know, you have Brad Pitt, Leonardo DiCaprio, and in the credit scene in the beginning, they get in a car, so it's the names are on their backs, and Brad Pitt is driving. It says Leonardo DiCaprio, and then on the passenger seat is Leonardo DiCaprio, and it says Brad Pitt. So. You know what I mean? Like that's an artistic choice, just like what I did.
Yep.
Who did it first?
There you go.
I don't know. Probably them. but I feel like it's more like a chicken and the egg thing. So we'll never know.
Yeah, but it counts. It counts either way.
Totally, totally counts. I mean, that's our we're class all the way, man. You know that.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah. Summer school, no class.
Summer school was class. Mark Harmon.
Oh, wait.
Starred in Summer School.
You what? Would know. You would know.
Chainsaw.
See, like, was Chainsaw was Nickelodeon guy?
One of the. No. Mark Harmon, he was like Gibbs from like NCIS.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
But there was like, I don't know, it was an 80s or early 90s movie, but Summer School where these kids had to go to summer school to graduate or something. So,
interesting.
If you know, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So I know you had a story you wanted to tell.
I do, but first, Grove Wars looks like,
oh.
I don't know too much about it, but Grove Wars is on the Theta Drop homepage. Looks like Rare and Secret Pineapple Society are dropping some stuff on it. We don't know what's going on. Looks like a game is close. I don't know. And I was kind of analyzing the background and it kind of looked a bit like Fortnite a little bit, but I don't know. I guess we'll have to see, but we got the dragon fruit, the cucumber, banana, and of course the pineapple. So and also too, like staking in a Grove coin too. So possibly the roadmap continues, you know?
Yeah. We'll see what happens. They drop that with a white paper attached to the website. Like you said, I have no idea what's going on. And if you know more than you know, I don't know if you do.
I don't. Do I? Are you kidding me? You're
the man of many secrets. That's a fact.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But yeah, no. Hey, whatever.
More on this story is the Bills, we'll say. Yeah. We'll probably get Mondayed with that too somehow.
That would be maybe in like, okay, never mind. I doubt it. Not this Monday.
Okay. No. Okay.
Waiting for the Grove. Yeah.
Hey, maybe stuff's going at a feverish pace over there. You know, we're definitely seeing a lot more than we've seen in the past. I will say.
Yeah. The cartoon characters look cool. Can't argue that. It looks like it looks like a fun game.
And was I wrong? It looked like on one of the, I don't know if it was in the white paper, or different tweet or whatever, it looked like there was a mobile version too. Maybe I was wrong.
I missed that.
I know like Fortnite used to have a mobile version, but then like Apple wants their money out of everything. So the thing is, if you were on your video console or your computer, you could buy the V-Bucks for Fortnite right through there. So you could bypass Apple. So you could buy stuff on there and then play it when you're playing on that. So Apple didn't like that and pulled them from the App Store. So I don't know why I'm bringing that up, but people, you know,
the more you know,
people like to make money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is just a weird story and I don't know why I'm sharing it, but I'm going to just because it just like hit me. You know, a couple of my buddies, Adam 1 and Adam 2, or Adam 2 and Adam 1, I went to high school with, they wanted to get together for just like a dinner, watch some of the UConn game last night, Saturday night. I said, yeah, I'll go. And then 2 minutes before, so it was at 6 o'clock, 2 minutes before 6 o'clock, I get a text from one of the Adams, and he says, hey, just got here, got the table. And I told him I'll be right there. I'm in my underwear, haven't showered, and I'm playing racing. Remember those old racing track games where you know, like on the track? Do you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So I was doing one of those, and I was like, oh, I just got to get my shoes on. But no, I had to get a shower and get. So I didn't tell him that. But anyway, so right before that, I get a text from our pal Andrew One, and this was just so weird. And he goes, he's actually a big fan of the show. I don't know if you know that. Do you know that?
Well, yeah, he scored the highest in our pop quiz, pop and match quiz.
And he won the Eva Dragon Evolution or something, right?
Yes, he did. Congratulations.
So anyways, he pays attention to the show. Shout out, baller. He listens to the show. Andrew One sends me a Spotify link to this thing from the New York Times, and it's a series called Serial, spelled with an S. It's not like the stuff you eat, and it's about Guantanamo. He was like, "Hey, weren't you at Guantanamo?" He's like, "I've listened through half of this," and he's like, "I wonder if I can get your take on this." So I started while I was playing race cars with myself. I started to listen to some of that, listen to it in the shower, listen on the way over, finished it on the way over to dinner. And I walk in and then we're chatting for a bit, and probably like a half hour, 45 minutes into dinner, they go, "Hey, there's this podcast Serial that's talking about Guantanamo." He's like, "Can you tell me how this stacks up to your experience?" Because there's more episodes, but they're citing 2015, and I was there 2014, 2015 I had some overlap. So they were probably when they actually visited for their thing, I was there. So I do have some takes. I think there's some stuff that they missed about, like, their questions aren't bad, but they got to look. I think maybe they need to look at the motivations behind the questions and the people they're asking and look more at that. But I definitely have some takes. New York Times has not reached out to me. You know, I'm almost retired, so possibly I could go on record. Who knows? But so we'll see how it holds up. I wouldn't download them. I mean, if you want to download them, fine, but make sure you listen to us and download us first. So that's the point. So it was just funny that they brought it up. I never heard of this before Andrew one mentioned it. Listen to the thing. And then I'm being asked about it by my other friends, Adam and Adam. But I was just like, that's wow. Pretty crazy odds, right? Like, I know, I wouldn't think most of my friends listen to the New York Times, so.
And if they were, how are they my friends if they're listening to the New York Times?
Right. Well, I think you answered that. I think, you know, I think there's always smarter friends in the bunch, right? Like, there's always, it's tiered, and I think everyone always needs, like, the dunce, so.
Yeah.
And enter Sandman or Magnum, so.
I like just sliding in somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean? Like incognito. Don't stick out at the top. Don't stick out at the bottom. Just too bad I'm, you know, a foot taller than most.
Yep. So no, that's all I got. I don't know what you got. I mean, it's a bonus episode, so shout out.
That's all I got, man. Yeah, I got a flight to catch and real soon. So
early flight. I don't envy you at all.
Yep. No, not tonight. That's going to be a tough one.
All right.
Because, we'll see what happens. But hey, yeah,
okay.
Good stuff. Enjoy your week, everybody. And we will see you on the boards.
I'm not doing it. You can close it out. That's fine. Okay.
You have been listening to the Pops and Mags Pinecast. Music provided by Sushi Cat. Like what you hear? Send that cat a very nicely worded compliment on Twitter at JustAdSpam. Pops and Mags is a Scumbag Hat production in association with Pam's Day Spa.